And starting all over again, welcome to Comic-Con's podcast, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the rest of us? My name is Nick Stevens, and I am your host. But away are we all. Joining me live on the ZW Inbox 350 is my Monomoto, my Monomahashi, my main man, my BFF, my co-host with the most, James
Pro-life
Powell.
Representer.
Pro-life representative. Are we past the point of these horrific jokes because people by now, like all 350 subscribers, know that we're
in tune with the news? I can't help.
You know, yeah. I mean, we're, are we liberals? Are we centrics? Are we conservatives? Are we a little bit of everything?
We're progressive.
We're progressive. There you go. Yeah. We're progressive. Only real progressives make abortion jokes.
Yes.
Right.
Because we don't take that shit seriously.
It's just fiction, folks.
Oh, man, I wish you could hear this chair. This chair is cracking up.
And nobody can hear it.
Nobody can hear
it. I'm getting hotter!
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
Yeah, yeah.
There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries. Now, you remember that. And you'll live a long and healthy life.
Just us, the cameras, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Science fiction, the wave of the future.
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action.
Bye.
Yeah.
Welcome to Comic-Con.
Where were you in 1998, June of 1998? Were you watching this movie in theaters? This Face?
No, I did not. I didn't watch Face Off until maybe 2005.
You were in Blockbuster.
No, I didn't watch Face Off until 2005.
So you weren't in Blockbuster. Blockbusters were around in 05, right?
Yeah. They were still hanging by a thread.
Okay. And so you hanging watched this thread.
On Netflix.
No.
No, Netflix.
Oh, you ordered it?
I ordered it.
And it came in the mail?
It came in the mail.
You yes. know, they just started stopping that service? They stopped that service.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
Yeah. It's a sad day, huh?
Yeah.
I mean...
Because they came pretty fast.
Let's be real. Wasn't it kind of fun getting it in the mail?
It was fun to get that red envelope.
Yeah, and then you'd be kind of excited. You'd put it in, and then you'd finish this. I'd be like, damn, I got to send it back, and...
Right.
And then it was kind of fun mailing it off.
But you had it for at least what, a week? Not a week.
Easily a couple days.
At least a couple days, yeah.
I think they charged you a late fee if you kept it.
Right.
Oh, no, I don't think they did at first.
Not at first, because a lot of those DVDs never made it back home.
No, because I definitely have a few somewhere tucked away, too, in that envelope.
Yeah, there's a Lord of the Rings. I still keep for
I did, oh, of course.
I wonder if it's going to be worth something. You never know.
You kept it safe. You kept it secret.
I kept it secret.
Mm. I used to watch that Sarah Connor Chronicle. Oh, shit, dude. And then it became streaming, and I had to stream it on my roommate's PS1, I think. PS1, or I think it was a PS1 at the time. PS2, maybe. And that's how it was like. That's how you
So you had the whole season? Or was it like...
I'd have to order disc by disc.
This by this, okay.
Yeah,
and it's like it was like how they did with Alias. Alias had 3 or 4 discs per season.
Yeah, yeah. And I did the same thing with Dexter too.
Yeah, with Dexter, right?
Yeah,
I have all the Aliases though. It was something about that Jennifer Garner.
Is it worth going through?
Because it's definitely worth going through. Goddamn,
is it really? Are you sure?
It's definitely worth it.
It's on the Disney Plus now.
It's on Disney Plus.
I'm gonna go through it.
It had purpose.
Now it's dated though, right? It's gonna be pretty dated.
Yeah, it's dated, but. The story and everything, it kept me hooked.
I'm going to go through it scene by scene.
Yeah.
Episode by episode. Because I've been thinking about going back to it, and I had, because I never went into it. So I've been thinking, it pops up in my, you might like this. You're
definitely going to like it.
Okay.
At least that's what Tubi told me.
I like that Garner. Tubi told you that, huh?
Yeah, Tubi told me that. Tubi told me that I would like it, and they know me. You saw the evolution of Garner getting finer. each season.
Oh, getting finer.
Yeah, she got fine. That stardom did her good. Because she was tough in that first season. She was looking very tomboyish.
She was looking very tomboyish.
Yeah. And then by the time you hit season four, you see why Ben came along and wanted her to be in Daredevil.
Oh, Benji Coopy.
Benji Affleck.
Oh, Benji Affleck. Because Bradley Coopy. Bradley Coopy.
Yeah, that was my first intro to Bradley Cooper.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
My first introduction to him was getting railed up the ass in the back of a fucking shed at a camp, at a summer camp.
Mm.
Wet Hot American Summer, baby.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jason 6.
Mm. Was he in Jason 6?
Oh, I don't know.
Where you been spending your nights?
Mm. Yeah, that alias.
That alias. And that Nicolas Cage. Again, I cannot tell you, sir. I don't know if Nicolas Cage is a crazy man. I don't know if Nicolas Cage is a genius. I don't know if he's a wonderful actor. I don't know if he's a subpar actor. I don't know what the fuck he is. He's an enigma because in this movie, he definitely makes... I don't know who makes the most crazy choices.
This is prime Cage.
Prime Cage. This is 98, so he had already done The Rock.
So you got The Rock...
I want to say if he hadn't done Con Air was right around the bend.
He had City of Angels, right?
He had City of Angels. He had Leaving Las Vegas. I think he got an Academy nod for Leaving Las Vegas.
For Leaving Las Vegas, right?
For playing the dying alcoholic.
And I think, I don't know if it's maybe 2 years after Face Off, but and then he had what, Snake Eyes?
Yeah, Snake Eyes was kind of one of those sleeper guys.
It's a sleeper one, but it was good.
Like 8mm or some shit. Not 8mm. 8mm? 9mm? No.
I think it was 8mm.
Yeah. So, he stays busy. He stays working. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but this was prime time.
But it was prime time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, did you know when they were getting this movie off the ground, John Woo had a few other, there were a few other actors out there that were like in contention for this role. And I want to read these off because I don't know if you knew this.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were starting this off originally, it was supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone.
Figures.
Right?
And then we had good old Captain Jack Sparrow wanted to come in too, huh?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't read that. I had Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford. No, actually, it was supposed to be Michael Douglas and Harrison Ford after Schwarzenegger and Stallone were not it. Then Bruce Willis and Alec Baldwin, and then De Niro and Pacino.
Hmm.
So all these names, they were trying to match up, you know, two big names. And then finally, Wu picked Travolta and Cage.
I think Depp wanted Travolta's spot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just funny because, like, Travolta was, I think people forget how big a deal Travolta was at that time. Like, Pulp Fiction put him on the map.
Right.
Again.
He was still living off that pulp.
And that Look Who's Talking Juice. Three.
That three?
I'm just saying. I know that. I think the first one was like late 80s, and the second two were in the 90s.
Yeah. In the 90s, yeah.
But that Travolta, I mean, at this point, by 98, I know he had already done at least Michael, Phenomenon. He did Broken Arrow, of course, where he played the villain. Mm-hmm. So I think Wu liked him a lot in Broken Arrow. But isn't that crazy? We could have had in some parallel universe somewhere, there's a Schwarzenegger Stallone movie with the same exact plot. Isn't that fucking wild?
And I think that could have worked.
Oh my God.
And it should have worked out like that.
Who would have been the switcheroo though? Would they have made?
I would say Stallone would have been, what was Nick Cage?
Archer, Sean Archer.
Archer, you would have been Archer.
Damn.
Right.
And Schwarzenegger would have been the bad guy, Caster Troy.
He would have been
huh?
the bad guy. And this would have been Schwarzenegger's second bad guy role, huh?
Yeah, it would have been the number two. I don't think Stallone's ever played a bad guy.
Nope, never seen him play a bad guy.
He won't do it. Hmm. Would have been wild. Wouldn't that have been insane? I would have even taken that 90s Bruce Willis and Alec Baldwin in a face-off. That would have been interesting.
You want that, you want that Red October. Alec Baldwin.
I mean, hey, why not, you know? You still haven't heard of the Spruce Moose. Yeah, it's just wild, man.
Hmm.
Because this movie, going through it again, it's definitely dated. It has like
dated.
that 90, the slow-mo, that the slow motion doves. Everybody's jumping out of things sideways when they're shooting. But even outside of that, just the premise. You're walking down the street, right? You're whistling Dixie. Maybe you're whistling the RoboCop thing. You're walking to your car. Maybe you're leaving the gym. You just pumped a bunch of
I'm
weights.
whistling Highlander thing.
You're whistling Highlander. Okay. Now, actually, are you whistling the Queen theme song from the TV show?
Yes, from the TV show.
Oh. Here we are, born to reign with the princesses.
Highlander, all seasons on Tubi right now.
They are on Tubi. This episode's sponsored by Tubi. So you're whistling, humming, slash singing the Queen theme song for Highlander.
Right. Born to be kings. I think that's
Born to Be Kings, Princes of the Universe.
Princes of the Universe.
And the kamikaze creeper comes out of nowhere and he goes, "Oh, Manamata, a long time no suck. So, I heard you watch Faces Off. Well, tell me, what's it about?"
When did you become Korean?
He sounded Korean there?
Yeah, pretty Korean.
Oh, what's it about? He likes to sneak into your bedroom at night, by the way, when you're like naked in your sheets, because I know Mom, the Motomoto sleeps in the nude, kids. I don't know if you knew that. And just he likes to just suck you until you're hard. He takes your limp dick in his mouth. He sucks you hard,
It's already limp.
and then leaves you. He loves a limp dick head. Loves a limp dick head.
Limp.
He likes just kind of curling up to it and like kind of shove it, pushing it.
That's always horrible to see as a limp dick on a porno.
Oh, it kind of gets me going.
Oh.
I like the limp dick head too. What can I say? Maybe I'm just living vicariously through. I'm a con creeper.
Okay. And his question was,
What's this movie about?
movie about, it's a movie about a cop's never ending ambition. Not ambition. What would you say? Is
Determination?
determination to
Yeah.
get his man. That's
To
it's
get
pretty
it.
much it. It's Archer just pursuing his nemesis
At any cost.
at any cost. And that cost being he turns himself into DA Harvey Dent.
Yes. He becomes the man, the villain that he's seeking to catch, or the
Right.
man.
And as John Travolta, he's so psycho like Sid 6.7,
He's a psychopath. Why is he a psychopath? Who knows? He's crazy. Does he dress up like a priest and plant a bomb in a convention center? Yes. Does he go up behind a girl in a choir who's clearly underage and grab her ass and revel in it every moment of the. Yes, he does. Google it, kids. It really happens. And I don't remember her being that young. I'm rewatching and I'm like, oh, she's in high school. And he went right up to her. She's a young girl. And he goes right up behind her and he's just. Hallelujah. He is in it. Hands are in it. It's 1998. Do you know where your kids are?
Everybody's having a good time.
Everybody's having a good time. Sean Archer's not having a good time. Dude, did you remember this? I don't know if this was in the original cut, but the movie starts off with him losing his son on the fucking carousel.
I do remember that because I knew that's what kind of drove Archer. That's pretty much the premises of Archer's vendetta against
Right.
Castor Troy.
He shoots him and a bullet goes through his body and hits the sun.
It's the sun, and it's and puts Archer in that coma.
That shit, I didn't like that shit, man.
It hits now.
I just don't I don't need to see that. I don't know why they needed to include that in the movie in the cut. I don't know if it was a part I don't know if it was in the theatrical cut or not. I don't remember it when I saw it in theaters.
I
I
can't
don't know if
remember the
they
last time I watched it. I think I watched this movie maybe years ago now.
Oh, so you haven't done a rewatch.
No, I could just pull.
So you're just going off memory.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm telling you, man. It's a little rough. Some of the like Travolta's acting, he's a little, even though he's supposed to be like kind of hard boiled and hardened and jaded, you know, he's obviously lost his son. He's dedicated his whole time to the job. He's not spending enough time with that Joan Allen. His daughter's putting on makeup and smoking cigarettes, you know. And she's fine as hell too, by the way. Mm-hmm. And he's detached, you know, because like you said, he's just pursuing his nemesis, you know. Then he catches him after Caster Troy throws a fucking special agent out of the plane. And they catch him, but because there's a bomb and the brother, his brother is like the scientist guy, the engineer or the one who built the bomb. He's locked up. So then CCH Pounder comes out of nowhere to remind us all that the plot of this movie isn't actually about him catching this guy. It's about him becoming this guy. She's like, you know, there's a process. It's a very deep secret process. Nobody knows about it.
Right, because he's becoming him. And,
right.
You know.
We're going to take your face off.
As he takes
off.
On his face. As he takes right. on his face off. Right.
And they give him a voice modulator so he sounds like him.
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh, man, this had Arnold written all over it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Arnold could have been Stallone.
Arnold and Bruce Willis. I would rather have Bruce Willis in for Archer.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. But the Arnold Stallone one, if they did that, they would have changed the entire plot of the movie. Because there's no way in hell they would have made either one of them responsible for killing a kid. Their brand was too big. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would have had to change up the plot to be like, all right, Arnold is, maybe he's...
He kills a woman.
There you go.
Kills a wife. He kills a wife.
He kills a wife. Yeah, right. We'll do that. We're not going to kill kids.
Maria!
Yeah.
Get a little Frank Castle in there.
Get a little Frank Castle in there, baby. They killed his wife and his son, and in the movie, they murdered his entire extended family.
Hey, and that's 6 degrees of separation. We got Travolta in.
There you go. We got Travolta. Vincent!
There you go.
Howard Saint, I mean.
Howard Saint.
And Howard Saint!
His beautiful wife.
You killed my family. Killed my family. Made you think that you killed yours. Mm. Oh, my God.
The ending. You know, not to jump off a face off. But
no, let's do it.
The ending to that Punisher, it wasn't worthwhile. It was not.
You're kidding me? When he shot him? At the, you're talking about the end, and then he ties him to that car and it lights up the whole goddamn parking lot?
Yeah.
That was pretty badass, I thought.
I mean, it could have been worse, you know. I feel like Bernthal would have gave me a little bit more.
I feel like...
Bernthal's Punisher would have gave me more.
I don't know, man. I think you're forgetting that he still took out like 30 dudes in the penthouse, stabbing a dude through the fucking jaw with a knife. We hadn't seen that before.
I mean, I like the way he took out Hayden Christensen's brother, you know, but...
Yeah, it was Hayden Christensen's brother. That really was. Dude, he goes up to him. He's like, "You look like a tough kid. You must work out. You ever try some metrics?" And he gives him the extent. He goes, "This explosives only weighs 5 pounds. Not much, but try holding it extended with an outreached hand."
Now that was great. That's some Punisher.
He has to hold it out. That is some Punisher shit right there. You're goddamn right. You're goddamn right.
Yeah, we bring it back to comics.
Yeah, we always, sometimes we do.
Yeah, we bring it back to. It doesn't always have to be Batman, but we bring it back.
We never did the Punisher. We need to do the Punisher.
I thought you did. I thought you did the Punisher before. You never did that Punisher.
I don't think we did that Punisher. Or the 89.
Oh, no, the 80s. Mate, sorry. We got to go through the 80s version. I have to see what this Dolph Lundgren Punisher is like.
That's going to be the next Patreon.
Okay.
We'll do a commentary. We'll do an actual watch, scene for scene, so people all can watch along with us at all the hilarity.
You said pick up the book.
Yeah. Hmm. That might have to be a show de la casa de la Monomoto show.
All right. All right.
Because it's got to be on Tubi, right?
It's
on YouTube.
I think it's on Amazon. I think it's on Amazon.
Is it really? Because I know the whole thing's on YouTube.
Hmm. Maybe, well, maybe that's why I saw it too on
YouTube. It keeps coming up though, man. It keeps coming up in the recesses of my mind.
Hmm.
And I just happened to see this one on Prime. That's the only reason why I went back to it. I was like, oh, Face Off. I haven't seen that in a minute. And I'm watching it.
As I...
Thomas Jane's in this. He's in the prison scene. I forgot. He's in the prison scene.
6 degrees of separation.
There you go. Because he sees him. He's like, hey, Caster Troy. He's doing some weird accent, you know? I'm like, what? You don't recognize me? And that's when John Travolta, after he switched by, he's like, yeah, I busted. I mean... Yeah, we did a lot of drugs together or some shit. And he has to go full Nick Cage. And when I say full Nick Cage, he's got to do that crazy Wicker Man shit where he's like, yeah, he's got the fucking eyes and shit.
I remember when they were doing their press tour and stuff, everybody was very impressed that they could do, that they pulled off each other's roles so good.
He actually does a decent job of sounding like John Travolta as mm-hmm. Nick Cage.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pay attention to that, I think, the first time I saw it. And then Travolta kind of tries to do a Nick Cage sometimes, but doesn't always pull it off.
Doesn't come off right. But it was a lot of praise for Nick Cage's Travolta.
I think Nick Cage is a better actor than Travolta. Wouldn't you agree?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah. More range, right?
I never had a problem with Nick Cage's acting. Never. Even in these Tubi movies that he does now. He's still a good actor.
He's making choices, right? Like,
right.
Like, I know what you mean. Like, even in Kick-Ass, he's over the top like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
When they're lighting his ass on fire and he's screaming, Ratchet! Like, he's making a choice to be fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think it's... And he even does, like, the Adam West voice for the would-be... what was it? Mr. Big? Or no, not Mr. Big. Big Boss or Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, yeah.
Big Daddy. He does like the Adam West voice when he's playing Big Daddy instead of being like a doing like a Batman voice or our modern Batman voice. So yeah, man, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I've never hated his acting.
Right.
Even in Con Air, like, yeah, that voice, that accent's horrible, but it kind of works for that movie.
Yeah. You know? Nick Cage is good at it, but unfortunately Bruce Willis is not for his low budget movies. Like, it's a shame to see Bruce Willis do his low-budget movies.
Well, I think as he got older, you know, shit was...
But even before The Condition, I think, because he was still doing, like, low-budget... That's fucking Gibson. Gibson gives you good low-budget movie.
You know acting. What? You're right. Gibson does give you good low-budget acting. Cause
right.
He like, even though the script is horrible...
Horrible.
He just hams it up.
Because that freaking Santa Claus movie...
Batman?
Huh?
I never saw it.
Never saw it?
No.
It's solid.
So you're telling me the movie where he actually plays Santa in an R-rated, right. Like before Violent Night even came out.
Right. It's an R-rated Christmas movie that where he's playing Santa and
people are trying to kill him.
There's this kid that sent a hitman to kill Santa, right?
God damn. That's the movie.
And Gibson pretty much gives his all, like, yeah.
So the people that say it's a horrible movie have not really watched horrible movies. Like, no, you they, and I know.
They haven't seen that Captain America.
Right. So they say that 90s Captain America with that Ryan Cox. Yeah. So they go into this and they go, okay, this is a bad movie, but they don't really know what a bad movie is.
No, you don't know what a bad movie is. But if you know your actors, you can probably get a good movie.
You're right. I think Willis phoned it in a lot towards the end of his career, even before the diagnosis. I think he was phoning it in because he was just getting a paycheck. So he would show up and do a movie with like Ja Rule or 50 Cent.
Right.
And in the $5 bin.
I know that Bruce Willis could give me a little bit more like a Nick Cage or Gibson or even freaking Neeson. Neeson doesn't do low budget, but he does below grade movies for Neeson.
He definitely does.
Below grade movies for Neeson, yeah.
Because I watched the one where he had to like try to get his ranch, and it was like a modern Western, and he helped that family across the border. It's fucking horrible.
Right. That's it was not horrible. You. That's not you.
It's not you, but why did I watch it? For Neeson.
Because it's him.
And he wasn't phoning it in. He was actually delivering.
Right.
But it wasn't working because everybody else was horrible.
Everybody else was horrible.
And he's just there.
It's like in Behind Closed Doors.
Behind Closed Doors. Our girl was killing it with those titties and everybody else was just struggling.
You know, you can't have the air conditioning on.
You can't. Hey, Johnny! Johnny!
Yeah, boss?
Turn the air conditioning down.
Yeah, boss?
No, turn it off.
Okay, boss.
Okay, all right. Still on, by the way.
Okay.
Stop saying okay and just do it.
Yes, boss.
No, you don't have to say yes, boss. Just turn it off. It's still going. It's roaring. I can't hear it.
Well, what do you want me to do then, Mr. Stevens?
Oh, shit. I didn't know. I didn't know you could talk, Johnny. Hey, where are you going? Come back.
See you, boss.
He got tired of the abuse. He's been fucking with us this whole time. He's like, well, actually, I really don't appreciate this kind of abuse.
Well, I attended Julia. Right?
Nice. I watched The Exorcist about 116 times, and it keeps getting better every time I see it.
Every single time I see it. Not to mention talking to a dead guy.
Now, what do you think?
I'm qualified.
You think I'm qualified?
Oh, my God. How he just assaulted Gina Davis. Boy, he did assault her so good.
Let's talk about assault. Let's talk about assault real quick. So they switched places. Now, mm-hmm. We could talk about the whole movie, but let's talk about a few scenes.
Okay.
It's kind of like Freaky Friday, right? John Travolta is the dad. Mm-hmm. But that's not John Travolta. That's just his body. That's Cast of Troy inside the body.
Close to Eve and Jamie.
He walks in on Eve in her panties in her bedroom. Mm-hmm. He goes up to her. And he even like checks her out. Like, now this is something I didn't even realize when I'm watching that. I'm like 13 years old watching this shit.
And it got you going.
It got me going, man. I'm like watching it again. I'm like, holy shit, this is just like that Brazzers shit with fucking in the family. And he walks in. He's like, oh. And he's watching her. And he like puts the cigarette out. And he kind of climbs, gets right up next to her. His cock is pressed up against her white tight panties. Now, she's definitely in high school, you know, at least. I'm just going to let it pause.
She was in high school, though.
She was. Yes, that's what I'm saying. And they filmed it, and he's like up against her. John Travolta, the actor, is up against this person who's supposed to be playing the person's daughter, and he's up against her in a major Paramount Pictures film. And he puts the cigarette out, and she's kind of like, what? And all he says is, Pup's got a brand new bag. And he turns around. Ba-da-na-na-na. Ba! No, dude. Castor Troy, the same guy who's like grabbing a high school girl's ass and like killing people and fucking asking people to suck his tongue, would have taken advantage of that poor Eve, you know? Thrown her on the bed. Had his way with her. Then we would have had a whole different kind of movie.
That's Swain.
Then the mom comes in, Joan Allen comes in, and then she gets in the mix. You know, then they all find out, wait a minute, it's not dad after all. Now the question is, after they find out it's not dad, and dad comes back, do they go back to the three-way because they liked it?
Hmm.
What do you think?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do, right?
Yes, they do.
Why wouldn't they? How could they not?
Hmm. What a fantasy.
Right?
What a fantasy.
Just think, this movie actually had the Brazzers family fantasy before the family fantasy was a thing. And actually, it wasn't. It's been around for a while. But before
it has been a while.
Taboo 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. But but I feel like it's more popular now after Game of Thrones.
It definitely grew, yeah.
It grew, right?
Yeah, the incest, yeah. It's not as taboo as taboo used to be.
It used to be the grainy ones, and now it's on the HD ones.
Yeah, it's on HD. You want to see that stepdad grope the daughter. You really want to see the title change from stepdad to dad grabs daughter. Yeah. Or you want to see that mom and son, you know?
That stepmom and son, or yeah. Mom and son.
You want to see that mom and son where they have to get in the bed together because he's scared.
Kind of like a mom, son, and aunt.
Oh, you need the aunt there, too.
I like it when the aunt gets involved. Oh,
okay.
Because then it's like a sister.
Okay.
You have a sister. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of...
You don't want the sister in there, though, do you? You want son, mom?
No.
Or do you want son, sister, mom?
I don't want dad or sister in the mix. I just want the mom, aunt, and son. I don't know what it is. Get that dad out of here. You know?
But why not? Why no sister? Why no sister? Why no little sister comes in as son is already inserted into mom because mom is still asleep?
Because I don't know what gets me more turned on. I don't know if it's the sister and mom. I mean, the mom's sister. Actually, you know what? I do like a nice mom-daughter threesome.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
I think that's my number one thing.
And you need to see the mom and daughter kiss.
You need to see them kiss, but you also like need them at first to be kind of like, you know, they're into it. They're into sharing the guy, but they're not into like doing anything to each other. But then because it gets so built up and it gets so hot, the scene gets so hot.
Because they were arrested for shoplifting.
Either that, or the coach just has to show the daughter some tricks. And then the mom walks in on it. And then they get turned on. So they share them. But then they get so hot and caught up. At first, they're not even touching each other, right? They're just sharing. But then they get so hot and caught up when they're both going down. They don't even know who's who. They lose track of all reality. It's like those reality stones came off the Infinity Gauntlet, fucked mm-hmm. everything up. And then before you know it, they're both going to town. Mm-hmm. That's what
I like. Did he use the reality stones a lot? What stone did he use more? I want to say he used space stone a lot.
He loved using that purple stone. That purple power stone
got a lot of use.
He loved that purple stone. Yeah. He only used the reality stone once or twice.
I think he used it to get Gamora, right?
Yeah, and then he used it one more time to show Strange what his Earth used to look like. I think he used it one or two times to put the Hulkbuster inside the mountain. Or some shit. Maybe he used another stone for that. And then he used a time stone, of course, to go back in time. And
yeah, you only use a time stone one.
To get the soul stone out of. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Soul stone? No, mind stone.
Mind stone.
Yeah. To kill Vision. See how we segued effortlessly from.
Bring it back to comics.
From porn into comics.
Infinity War.
Infinity War. Nothing like it. Just went back to that one, too.
Of course you did.
Still great. Of course you did. Still great.
Because you're not going to go back through Quantum Mania next month, are you?
When it drops on the Plus?
When it drops on the Plus.
I'll go back through it.
You're going to go back through it?
Yeah, I'll go back through it. I think it's a decent start to Phase 5.
I just recently got forced to watch Wakanda Forever last weekend.
How'd you get forced? Oh, the girl hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
And
I didn't want to watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I have no reason to go back and rewatch any of this shit that's happened since Endgame.
See, I think you're full of shit with that. I gotta call you out. I'm calling you out.
I haven't watched anything twice.
I'm calling you out.
Unless that shit was just on TNT.
Here's my thing. Okay. I think you forget how cool some of that shit was. I think you're dismissing some of the shit that came.
What am I dismissing? After
I think you're dismissing
Endgame. After Endgame. What
after happened? No, let's go. After Endgame, I think you're dismissing WandaVision. I think you're dismissing Falcon Winter Soldier. WandaVision. So WandaVision was just okay. It was just okay. Come on now. When it first came out, you said it was fantastic.
It was, but it's not worth a rewatch. Have you did it?
Yeah.
You've done it. I
rewatched WandaVision and I rewatched Loki.
Okay.
And that's it.
Now let's get to the movies.
I haven't rewatched any of the movies.
I tell you what, I did Multiverse twice.
Oh, you know what? I did do Multiverse twice, but I haven't watched any of the other ones.
I haven't watched Eternals all the way through.
No.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't watched Eternals all the way through. Only reason I haven't watched Eternals all the way through, because I always catch it on what? TNT or something halfway through. I'm not gonna say
you like those laser eyes, and that's about it.
I'm gonna fucking wait for those eyes.
Yeah, you I like love that
those
shit.
Icarus eyes.
But that's all gonna change when Scott Summers comes on the scene.
Yes.
Yeah. That's interesting. So you haven't even gone back through like Moon Knight. Not that I have, but
I haven't gone back to
Moon Knight. I remember you said you liked that.
I haven't gone back through Moon Knight. Even though it got good towards the end, I haven't gone through it. Nothing about this phase makes sense to me.
It's nothing. You know what else doesn't make sense? I'll tell you what I won't rewatch anytime soon. That Mando season 3. And I rewatched Mando season 1 and 2. That Mando season 3, man. I just can't.
It took a left.
It took a left, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Do you because ever wonder why? If we're getting older? Because are why? We getting? I don't know. Are we getting older? Because I mean, I loved Andor.
Right, because Andor was like,
I don't know if I'd go back.
Stanley
to
Kubrick. What's the Blade Runner type shit?
Oh, so it was like, you mean Ridley Scott?
Yeah, Ridley Scott. It was just shot really well.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
It had good action. It had all the things you love about Star Wars. It had creatures, robots, you know, droids and lasers and fights and Darksaber, like all that shit. But it still wasn't. It wasn't what season 1 and 2 were, which you know,
because they got away from that lone from wolf thing, right?
From him, yep. They got away from him. Bo-Katan helped him out one too many times.
Yeah, it's too much. Too much Bo-Katan.
Yeah, and even like, too much Grogu.
Too much Grogu. Like it's the show is Mandalorian and Friends. Now.
The show is the Mandalorian. Like right, have. You're like hiss the snake now from Robin
Hood. Right. It's Mandalorian and Friends.
Mandalorian and Friends. Yeah. And if you're watching the Super Friends, that's fantastic. But we're not watching the Super Friends.
No, we're watching for him.
Bum 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 dun dun dun. Sorry.
Right. It was good
it's
when
the Super Friends. Right.
And his green son. That's it.
His green son. That's it.
Other than that, you know, you didn't need everybody else, but I always appreciate the Praetorian Guards. Can't go wrong with those guys.
Can't go wrong. Yeah, those are nice. So, I was going to say, those look great. They're suits.
They're so fucking smooth.
So you know, smooth. That red.
That Kylo Ren, he just took them out.
But I was talking about this with another friend of mine. Even the fucking Moff Gideon. Aren't you a little tired of Moff Gideon?
I am tired of Giancarlo, yes.
Yeah. Just take a break, brother.
Take a break. You don't have to do everything. He's hot.
You can sit back. He's hotter than hot.
He's hot.
He's hotter than liquid adamantium.
So it's kind of, that's what I'm saying. With Giancarlo, it's just hard to just pick him up from Gus to Moth. Because now, after Moth, we got to get his ass right back in the bad boy.
In the boys, yeah.
The boys.
Right. Crazy.
He's just hot.
He's hot. Hotter than hot.
Right. So it's just hard to see him as, you know, an Empire person when I just saw him move a few packs of meth.
Right.
You know, last year.
Right.
Yeah.
But I am excited about that Thrawn and that Ahsoka.
Can't go wrong with that Thrawn. Waited all my life for that.
I feel like the way it's shot, too, it might
be
closer to like Andor level type shit.
Right. Finally, we're getting somewhere now with this story.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get our rebels, you know, story plot, you know, finished and everything. Finally, get to see that Ezra. You know?
Yeah, and how you feel about that Ray Stevenson? I don't know about you, but I love that Ray Stevenson.
Yeah,
I like seeing him with the saber. And people sleep on it, but I actually liked him in that Punisher movie too. I actually liked his take on Punisher also. It just wasn't as hardcore as that Thomas Jane one. It was a little bit more campy.
It was campy.
I mean, it was bloody and it was rated R, but you know what I mean? It had that.
I thought it was more bloody.
It was more, I guess it was more gory.
Hmm.
Cause you had Jigsaw in there getting his face all cut up. And yet I think he killed two guys with a bazooka on a rooftop.
Because my first intro to him was Rome. That's where
Rome,
I first.
Rome, yeah, he was serious Rome. In Rome. He was real serious. Sick. He was serious shitting that.
Because what he was Brutus, right? He was Brutus.
Yeah, he's a good actor, though, man.
He is a good actor. He was tough.
He's tall too,
and I like him as a Sith Lord.
Yeah, he looks good in it. Looks good with that beard.
Yeah,
and that Rosario.
She's getting old.
I love it though.
Oh, you like it? You like old Rosario?
She's weathered very well. She looks great.
But it's been so long since Sin City, you know. That, I think that's the best I've seen.
Oh, that's Sin City, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's Sin City. Oh,
that Clive Owen, he had his way with
my Valkyrie. He calls her his Valkyrie. Why you my Valkyrie.
A car with a big trunk.
Car with a big trunk.
Yeah.
Sad little Mio. I can do it, can I? Hey, it's not bad because you're laughing. That's how I know it's good. Poor little Mio. Clyde reaches for his pocket and pulls out an atom bomb.
What was his character name?
Oh, Shelley. She wasn't saying stop.
Shelley.
She was saying cop. He's a cop. Cops don't go to Old Town.
What he thought she was saying to him?
Stop.
Stop.
Remember, Brittany Murphy's like, stop. She wasn't saying stop. She was saying cop. Cop.
Cop.
He's a cop.
Freaking, what was his name? What was, I can't remember the character's name.
Well, his name, actually, I think his name was
Benicio.
Clyde, wasn't it?
What was Benicio's name?
Benicio's name?
Benny? No, it wasn't Benny.
Benny? Benny?
Benny boy.
Danny boy? No.
Sound like, it's something though, Danny, it's something boy.
Jack Rafferty, Jackie Boy.
Jackie Boy.
Jackie Boy's a cop. Cops don't go to Old Town. Oh, man. Yeah, his name was Dwight. Clive Owen was Dwight.
Dwight.
Dwight. Before he got that new face and all.
You goddamn fool.
You goddamn fool.
God.
Goldie. She says her name is Goldie.
That Mickey Rourke. 2005.
2005. What a time.
Man. I never read Sin City, though.
Never?
Never read Sin City. I would like to read.
Oh, you're missing out. I got the books. I'll let you have them.
Oh, why not? Thanks.
Hey, Lucille's a parole officer. She's a dyke, but God knows why. God that knows body of hers, she could have a... She could have...
Oh my God! And this—you
know what's
naked in front of him.
Ugh. Okay, watch the scene on YouTube where Bruce Willis's character Hardigan is getting fucking like annihilated in the face, like just punched. They're trying to like get information out of him. They're just beating the shit out of him. The guy who's beating him up, he's like, Sean Haggerty, hero, crap. And then he gets him, and then he goes, "But I gotta give you credit." The way he says, but I got to give you credit. Just fucking watch that scene. And then right before he lays at him again, he's like, like, and gets fucking, he puts all, he's fucking, he's like, that performance, he's got five lines and God knows who he is. But he's like he needs an Oscar. Watch that scene where he's just pummeling under Bruce Willis. Like the name's Lieutenant Leibowitz and the actor's name is Jude Chichuelo or Situella or whatever. Meanwhile, Michael Madsen's phoning it in. It's horrible, but stop, Hardigan. You got a bum ticker.
You got a bum ticker.
Like, it's, oh, God. Are you phoning this in or what? It's too much, Hardigan.
That was one hell of a cast, too.
Hell of a cast. I forgot Nick Offerman played Schlub. And then, of course, Michael Clark Duncan.
Little Nancy Callahan.
Little Nancy Callahan. All grown up. Watch that. Dude, I watched that movie almost as many times.
How many times have you went through Sin City?
Almost as many times as 1989.
Woo! I don't blame you.
Dude,
I don't
blame you. I love the comics, and when that movie came out, I was so hyped. I watched it, I think, 3 times in theaters. I bought the DVD like right when it came out on DVD for like $30 back then, you know, because the DVDs were like overpriced. It was like,
yeah,
oh.
Overpriced then. Yeah.
And And I rewatched that shit, even for that fucking intro. And that's the shit I remember we talked about this. I'd fall asleep to that bitch, like drunk, and like the menu screen would be blah na 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 blah na 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 blah na na blah na 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 na. And you'd wake up kind of a drunken stupor, like, God, did I fall asleep?
God damn it.
God. Remember Rutger Hauer as the priest is like, his eyes were pure light. And they knew it, and they were just letting him fucking eat people.
Not too many movies you'll go through like Sin City. You know,
no,
they
man,
don't make those movies like that. And that's, like I said, that's 2005. Why is it so hard to make a Sin City movie? I went through Sin City just as much as you did.
Right. I'm going to go back through it.
Today, I will go back through it. You big fat cow!
What do you rate this movie? What do you rate Face Off?
Face Off is a solid 7 to me.
No, come on, our ratings. Our ratings.
But if I had to, I did. I caught Face Off on DVD. I didn't think it would be worth a theater watch.
So it's home video good.
It's definitely home video.
No, it's catching on cable good, isn't it? You watch the highlights.
It's home video good.
But are you watching this kind of movie for the action?
Back then I watched it for the action, yeah.
That John Woo action changed over the years, didn't it though?
Right. Right. And then he got to Replacement Killers, and that's when he really got me.
Man. Chow Yun Fat and what's her name? Yeah. Damn, what's her name? Mia Sorvino?
Mira Sorvino.
Oh, man.
So hot to be not hot.
I know, right? I know
what
you mean.
That movie made her hot when she was.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what the fuck you mean.
There was nothing hot about Mira Sorvino.
I was fucking away about Linda Florentino from the first Men in Black.
Right. But
she wasn't hot, but she had that hotness.
But she was hot in Jade.
She was hot in Jade. She put that heel up her ass. Didn't she put that high heel up her ass?
Yes, she did.
Oh.
She was hot in Jade.
David Caruso got movies back then, huh?
Who?
David Caruso.
Yeah, he got movies.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
I don't know how he got movies, because he was just a little lackey in First Blood.
I'm just going to talk like this. I'm going to put my sunglasses on, and that Who song is going to come on.
I mean, he was just shooting for CSI Miami so hard back then.
That's so hard. That Ginger. Come on now.
That Ginger.
They should have put him in a different state, right? Because Gingers don't hang out in Florida like that.
No, not like that.
Nah, man. Yep. They should have put him in like CSI fucking Nebraska or some shit. You know? Like chasing, or Colorado like he was with Chasing After Rambo.
CSI Milwaukee.
CSI Milwaukee. Why don't they make CSIs like that where it's like CSI Pittsburgh? It's cold. The sun never shines.
You don't want to be in those blue collar cities.
You don't want to be in them, but you could do some serious fucking CSI episodes there, man.
Well, it would be serious.
It would be real serious.
And grimy as fuck.
Grimy as fuck. Because like they're always in like NOLA, and it's like Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap is hanging out in fucking New Orleans. It's like,
right,
Scott Bakula does not hang out in New Orleans. Come on now.
No. He hangs out with...
He hangs out in Wisconsin, okay?
Wisconsin.
Or L.A. Actually, I buy it in L.A. I buy him in L.A. over David Caruso.
That's Scott Bakula. He has had a career. I give you that.
Him and that Mark Horner, I mean, they've aged pretty well.
Yeah.
Hammond? Harmon?
Mark Harmon.
There we go.
Yeah. I don't know. I was wondering the Horner.
Who's Mark Horner?
What you got? That NCIS. That Mark Harmon. To be a Tom Cruise's older brother.
Right. He's definitely his older brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Tom Selleck's cousin.
But Mark Harmon
lived
NCIS for at least 20 years.
Dude, you ever go through those blue bloods?
I never went through blue bloods though.
But do you ever?
Is it worth it? Is it worth it? I would if you tell me if it's worth it.
I don't fuck it with it at all. But if it's on, I'll get sucked into it. Like I would
get sucked into it. Okay, because that's what happened with me with SVU.
So moms would watch that shit. It would just be on.
Yeah, with SVU, like if it's on, then I'm sitting down.
Yeah. But you watch SVU because of Vincent D'Onofrio, right?
No, no, I'm watching for Mariska.
Oh, which one's D'Onofrio in? Criminal Intent.
Criminal Intent.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was pretty wild in that one. He was always like, so you're going to tell me how you did it?
Mm-hmm.
Why you did it? You know, trying to figure out the intent.
Yeah.
You know, but why?
Nothing tops that SVU.
Nothing tops that Mindhunters, brother.
That's not coming back, though.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind
That's
of
That's a shame.
It's they real. Had, it's,
they have something with
it. It was good. That Holt, man, I like that guy.
Yeah.
That older dude.
Yeah, they were working their way to Dahmer. I know they were.
And that hot ass psychiatrist from Fringe.
Oh, that psychiatrist. Oh my god.
What is it about that long hair like that? And the way she was like, "We have blood to spare."
And that's her?
I think it is.
No, it's not.
The voice.
From Mindhunters.
Isn't it? Doesn't she do the voice? I'm not saying she was in Proxima's body.
But yeah, no, that is her voice.
She has the same voice. Even if it's not her, I'm going to pretend it is.
You say you're going to pretend it
is? Yeah. We have blood to spare.
We have blood to spare.
We have blood to spare. Oh, I just came. I agree. I think Faces Off is catch it on cable, good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If anything, you rewatch it for that Gina Gershon, you know? Folks forget that Gina Gershon is in this movie. She shows up with those lips. She doesn't get naked like she does in Bound, but it's still a good time. I don't know if I have any favorite scenes. I think that jail prison scene is pretty good. I like the magnetic boots. I don't know. This movie almost has like, it's like it tries to be dark and edgy with the sun death and the murder and the faces being cut off and then reattached. And there's even that scene where Nicolas Cage is like, he wakes up without his face and has to kidnap the scientist, and he's just knocking back pain pills and smoking a cigarette. And they don't show his face, but they show like quick snippets of it. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of like, it's almost like a horror movie. It like wants to be an action horror movie and then like comedy at some time. And then it's like an action movie and it's, or like a science fiction movie. It's kind of a lot of things. And maybe that's why it doesn't really, like if they remade this movie today, who could do it? And not even the people that we said could do it then. What do you think? You think they can remake this today? Make it maybe more of a science fiction movie?
Casting call. We're going to recast the movie now.
Who would you throw?
I would make a science fiction. I would shoot this to that Blade Runner type.
Yeah. Future. Or is that too much like Carbon?
Altered Carbon. That's pretty much what we got then. Altered Carbon.
Because they're switching bodies in that, right?
Right. They're switching whole bodies, not face.
Because Kinnaman switched with Mackie.
Yeah.
But he was the same character.
Yes. It was the same person, just switched with Mackie and old boy from Wolverine.
Oh.
The original guy is the actor from Wolverine. I can never think of his name.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
The Asian guy. Yeah, that Japanese guy. That Japanese guy that showed up in John Wick 4 also.
Yes.
He's so good. He's really good. I just can never remember his name.
Yeah, he's very good.
He even shows up in Endgame.
Hontori Hatsu Katana Nata. I mean, at this point, I would give Johnny Depp a run if he wanted to.
Even now,
if Johnny Depp would play Face Off, I would give it to him.
You know what? I like that. Let's do that. Johnny Depp now in a science fiction movie that's not transcendent, because what a ball buster of a sad piece of shit that was when it should have been amazing. Another movie about consciousness inside other bodies.
What you think? Give me Jackman and Depp.
Oh! Who's playing the villain that switches the body, though? Depp is, right?
Depp is the villain.
Yeah, because Jackman's the dad.
Yeah, he has to be the dad, husband. You see that? Yeah.
Have you seen that trailer for that movie, The Son, with Jackman?
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh, my God, it looks like a fucking tearjerker.
Mm.
He's got a grown son who's got depression, but he's split with the wife, and starting a new life with this other woman who's much younger, and they have a little one on the way. So he's becoming a father again, trying to take care of his new family, but also attached to his son who has issues. But he's also a successful lawyer, so he doesn't know how to balance that. The son has depression issues, and I just know it's going to be like you just know with Jackman, he's probably crushing it, and you know it's all about like and as
a
pop.
Do we know he's crushing?
I don't know, man. I think he looks like he's crushing it. Because remember that high school movie where he plays the
That. But what about that movie we saw on Tubi?
I never watched it. Was he bad or was the movie bad? Be real. I feel like the movie, because I feel
it's
like
a little
he's
bit of A and a little bit of B.
Because
he could have gave me more. He did more in fucking Van Helsing, which was a fun movie, than he did in this.
Shit! So yeah. You love him in Van Helsing? Did you love him in Prestige?
No. The when he played the principal or whatever that teacher was, I saw that movie.
Yeah, yeah. And you told me about that movie, and he was great. He was great.
That's I know he got the chops, but when reminiscence or whatever, it was just something that he had to get done during COVID.
I can tell you from that trailer, he's acting his ass off. I just won't watch it because of the subject matter.
Yeah, okay. I know he can do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Although that beef, man, let's talk about it. Speaking of performances, mm-hmm. Have you seen anything as good as beef in a long time?
I'll tell you this. I ain't gonna say it's good. I just haven't seen nothing like that.
Neither have I. I've never
because
seen a show like that.
It's close to Crash to me. That's what I get.
Yes.
So, but
circumstances, classes,
yeah,
class structure, but focusing in like the Asian community,
right?
And with that, different Asian cultures also. You know, with the Japanese versus the Korean, which that thing is a real. There really is that real. I don't want to say clash, but that, you know, there is almost like that weird prejudice there. And I just never saw anything like that on a show, like the way it spiraled out and just all the different layers of it and the way it was shot. Like, I just really loved it.
Yeah.
And that's Steven Yeun, man. God damn.
Yeah. I didn't, Glenn has it, you know.
Glenn has it, right? And even that Ali Wong.
Yeah.
And I don't like her stand-up per se, but I like her.
It's hit and miss sometimes. I know the one when she was pregnant. That was funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was kind of hot while she was pregnant.
She's that fun size. You know. Just pick her up.
But that David Cho, they said you got to watch that guy.
You know, I like him on, I've heard him on some podcasts. I like what he had to say. He's definitely kind of out there. I think he's
out there.
He's getting some heat now for some shit he said like a couple years ago on a podcast. Right.
The same stuff we say.
Basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of these days we're going to have big important jobs somewhere and someone's going to come after us.
Lord willing, one of these days somebody will pull up one of these episodes and say, hey, you fucker said this, Congressman Stevenson.
I can't wait for that day to happen.
I'm like, oh shit. It finally happened.
I'll tell you, brother, when that day happens, I'm going to go full ham like nobody has ever seen Nick Stevens go full ham. And that video will go viral so fast. It will be all, you know, when people talked about fucking Tiger King for a whole goddamn year,
yeah,
they're going to talk about Nick Stevens for like 10 years after that. If that shit, seriously, if I'm ever in a position where I have to get called on this podcast for my integrity and who I am as a human being on this earth, I'm going to lose my fucking mind so fast. I'm going to go full ham. Because that's one of the things, when you talk about triggering reactions to how we're losing our mind as a fucking society, I cannot fucking stand that shit, dude. Like, we crucify people now for shit that they say fucking 10 years ago on a thing. And like, human beings aren't allowed to evolve and say bad things. Or, like, can you imagine if we had microphones hooked up to half the shit we were? Oh, well, never mind. We do.
Yeah.
But even like years ago, I mean, there's shit I probably said in my 20s that I'm like, oh my God, that doesn't make any fucking sense. But I was in my 20s, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's shit you say before you become a parent. There's shit you say after you become a parent. There's shit you say when you live in one town all your life. There's shit you say when you leave that town. You know, there's like, come on. Like, what the fuck are we, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
So please try to fucking cancel me. I'll lose my goddamn mind. You know,
it's gotta be from the little snippet show we did about the glory hole in the bathroom.
It's gotta be that or the fairy fucking. Or the fairy fucking.
The fairy fucking?
The fairy fucking. God forbid it's not about anything we talk about politically, you know.
What episode was the fairy fucking?
I think it was the last Patreon when we talked about Ferngully. It's up there now, folks. So if you want to become a Patreon and get extra juicy content, go to patreon.com/comiccons podcast.
And the fairy fucking begins.
Yeah, I think it's only a couple dollars a month and you get all the extra juicies, okay? If you want to hear about fairy cocks, you know?
Fire it up,
you know? And it's late.
Pray to God we get canceled one day.
We should hope to get canceled, right?
We should hope to get canceled.
We keep it pretty clean for the most part, right?
Not for the most part. Because once we hit that top where we get canceled, that means we at least have 5 Tubi movies under our belt.
At least. I mean, so what if we make the occasional, you know...
Abortion
show. Oh, shit. I was about to say trans, and you said abortion. Trans abortion. Transatlantic abortions. You know, so...
So what? So what we joke about kidnapping a sitting congresswoman, you know?
Well, you know, I will have to admit, I think my better half on this show is maybe taking the kidnapping jokes a little bit further than me. You did reference squeezing the life out of a human being with your foot on their neck.
Only because we were demonstrating the power of a Zoom meeting.
Right, and the artificial intelligence.
And the artificial intelligence involved with it. Mm.
Will this change our search algorithms too?
If we start talking about what, kidnapping and
yeah,
murder?
Right.
I guess we'll roll into that true crime podcast category then, huh?
That's all we're really trying to do, right, when we talk about this shit? We're just trying to expand our audience.
Just trying to expand, you know.
Right.
And footnote, her name is Carrie Coon.
Carrie Coon.
Proxima Midnight.
So not the woman from Fringe.
Not the woman, yep.
Okay, well, you know, we settled something.
Even though that woman from Fringe is pretty hot.
She's so hot. Yeah. Faces off, folks. It's Call Out of Work Good. Just kidding. It's Kitchen on Cable Good.
1997.
97. Where were you in 97?
I was watching Blade.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were. Well, that's it from here in podcast land, folks. Just remember, at the end of the day, don't take it seriously, okay? No matter what we said on this show, don't take it seriously. We're just having a good time. I wanted you to keep going. That was good.
That blood confusion.
Oh, that blood confusion and that Tracy Lords.
You always go back to that Tracy Lords.
You know, can't help it. I can't help it. I wish I knew how to quit her.
Tracy Lords.
Tracy Lords. Remember, at the end of the day, no matter what we said on this show, it is just fiction, okay? Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
Cancel us if you can.
You can try. Try.